For the last part about the respiratory system, I want to talk about how oxygen and how CO2 are actually transported around the body. And this is going to overlap, of course, with the circulatory system, since they are so closely linked here. Oxygen is transported mostly on hemoglobin molecules. And again, those hemoglobin molecules are found on the red blood cells. So about 97% of oxygen is going to be contained within the red blood cells, and it's bound to hemoglobin. And in fact, it is bound to the heme portion of the hemoglobin molecule, and it's actually bound to those little iron pieces in the heme. And remember, there's four heme molecules per hemoglobin. So theoretically, each hemoglobin can carry four oxygens, although they don't always carry that many. I want to talk about a little bit about what happens with hemoglobin, and we may have talked about this earlier when we talked about the blood, but hemoglobin is a very unique molecule in that it has high affinity for oxygen. In other words, it binds with and attaches to oxygen when it is exposed to environments with a high concentration of oxygen. So if there's a lot of oxygen around, hemoglobin is going to attach to that oxygen and hold on to it and just carry it around. And where is a good place where there's high levels or high pressures of oxygen? The lungs, of course. So that's where hemoglobin is going to pick up the oxygen, hold on to it, and carry it throughout the body. However, once the hemoglobin is exposed to an area where there is low concentration of oxygen, for example, out in the systemic capillaries surrounding your tissues, hemoglobin then has a low affinity for oxygen. It tends to release it. It disengages it. It lets it go. And so hemoglobin is going to have a low affinity for oxygen when it is in an environment with very little oxygen. And this is a good thing because it allows hemoglobin to pick up oxygen when oxygen is abundant and release it to areas where oxygen is needed. So you can kind of think of it as being sort of like Robin Hood. It can rob from the rich, but then it gives to the poor.